Lecture 6. So at the end of the last lecture we talked about the sort of species you might expect to find for copper when it was floating around in the aqueous environment. Transition metals will be at low concentration, so these guys are called trace metals. Some of them are toxic, so then become the toxic trace metals or toxic heavy metals if they've got heavy density or high density. When you take a transition metal and put it into an aqueous solution, it forms a coordination complex where we coordinate the ligands to the metal. So the ligands then are binding with a covalent bond from the atom, which is donating two electrons, to the transition metal. So in this case, the oxygen has got a lone pair. It donates those two electrons to make a bond to the copper. The water molecule here, the oxygen's got a lone pair. It donates two electrons to make the bond. So it's a special sort of covalent bonding. It's really your Datus covalent bonding that you've seen before. Obviously in water, the most common ligands then are going to be the aqua ligand, which is water, and the hydroxo ligand coming from hydroxide. So ligands normally, the anionic ones will have O at the end of the name, so chloride becomes chloro, hydroxide becomes hydroxo, and then there are a few special ones like aqua for water, and amino for amine and things like that. There's a systematic nomenclature, which this one is for people that have done 10-12, like Josie, who would feel very familiar with this.
Oh, yeah.
Penta aqua hydroxo copper 2. Yes. Oh, no, it's a nice, easy part of 10-12, yeah? We won't go there again, unfortunately for you guys at the back. Now, the hydrologic cycle is physically abrading the surface of the continent at the rate of 60 microns per year. Of that, then, some of the material is being transported as solids, 80%, and some of it as dissolved species. Our definition then is completely that operational definition. We put it through a 1.2 micron filter, same sort of technology we used the other day. Those things then that stick to the filter are defined as suspended solids. Those things that go through are called the dissolved species. So there's around 0.5 gram per litre in your rivers, and of that, 80% is solid material.